it all.
That was Rooftops by The Ashley Hundred, whose recent record was created with Juno Award-winning producer Josh Gwilliam and gold record-holding engineer Spencer Chine. I spoke with bass player and vocalist Jordan Moe over Skype. Jordan, thank you so much for joining me for IndieBeat.
Hey, thanks for having me.
How long have you been making music? Did you grow up in a really musical family?
No, I didn't grow up in a musical family myself. I started taking guitar lessons in grade 5 because I really wanted an electric guitar. I wanted a red electric guitar. I wanted to be like Jack White. So when I first got a hold of a White Stripes album, I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do. And then just kind of came from there. So, I mean, it's been a while, but no one in my family has ever touched an instrument other than me. I don't know how to read like sheet music. It's very feel and numbers related for me.
Your band came into existence back in 2012. How did you come together with Brett, Michael, Andrew, and Carson to form the Ashley Hundred?
We all went to high school together, actually. When we were founded, we had a different drummer. His name was Chad. And so Michael's actually from a different high school, but we're all from Calgary. And we're all different, slightly different ages. Well, Brett and Chad and Andrew are all the same age. They graduated just before me. But Andrew was in a musical project, and Carson was playing in his band, and I was playing in another band. And then they just started jamming like acoustically, and then one day they knew I was playing music, and they asked if I wanted to play bass, which I hadn't done before, and just kind of worked out. I wasn't really good friends with any of them other than Carson, but he kind of invited me in, and we just really all connected, and now they're like all my best friends.
What was the inspiration for your band's name?
Well, I've always found that's the most difficult part of like writing a song or making an album. Picking a band name is like the most difficult. But so we spent a really long time trying to find a name. Carson stumbled upon Ashley's Hundred, which was a group of explorers, kind of bourgeoisie in the 1800s, who made their way through the northwest area of North America. And Colonel Ashley was the man in command, and his group was called the Ashley's Hundred, and we kind of mistook it for the Ashley Hundred. And since they kind of explored the Canadian landscape, we kind of thought like we were trying to explore the soundscape. So we kind of have that sense of exploration and adventure, and that we just thought it sounded really nice. So we went with that. Once we found it, we thought it really fit what we're going for.
I can detect a lot of different influences in your soundscape. Who are just a few of the bands who you feel have influenced your sound?
Early on, it was a lot of Fleet Foxes, Grizzly Bear as well. We all traveled out to Vancouver just to go see Grizzly Bear in December. It was a band trip, and it was like super emotional. We all like were crying because it was so beautiful. And then a lot of hip hop has made its way into our realm, like with the addition of our new drummer, Michael D'Souza. Stuff like Childish Gambino, Kendrick Lamar. We've been listening to a lot of that as well. And then we're also big fans of some like harder rock stuff, like Queens of the Stone Age and Arctic Monkeys, White Stripes, that kind of stuff.
How do you approach your songwriting as a band? Is it a really collaborative process?
Yeah, it's a bit of a gong show, and it can be, I don't want to say frustrating, but there's a lot of filters that we have to go through because all five of us are songwriters. So usually it starts off with someone who has a pretty concrete idea for either a verse or a chorus or maybe both musically, but maybe not lyrically and maybe not like the melody. And then once we kind of have a structure of either the melody or the lyrics or the music, we kind of use each other to collaborate and make something happen. It's a lot of push and pull, and we make a lot of changes, but and it always is way different than what your initial idea of the song was going to be, but it ends up being something really awesome that we all agree with. It's very majority. We do, everything has to be voted in, all of our decisions.
Your first release, Postcards from the Moon, came out in 2013, and your sophomore EP, Split, in 2015. That one was a collaboration of sorts. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so that was a 36. They're really good friends of ours. They approached us to do the Split because they really liked our sound, and we liked them as well, so it worked out nicely. And Taylor, Cochran, and Ryan, they have a really good knack for producing and recording, so it saved a lot of costs on our end to record in their basement. And then it was cool, we sent it out to Toronto and got it all like professionally mixed and mastered and everything, and it was cool. It was fun to, it helped us split the costs a lot too, like getting it on vinyl. We have those on vinyl still, that record, so those are fun for people to have. And that was like a bucket list for me growing up, is to have like something on vinyl, and now we do, so that's really awesome.
You received a StoryHive grant to create your first professionally produced video for your song Falling Up from that collection. What can you tell me about that song and that video?
Oh yeah, Falling Up, that was crazy. Like getting $10,000 that you have to spend on one video seems like, oh, we could do anything, but that money starts disappearing real quick once you start renting space and proper cameras and equipment and getting awesome people to direct it and write it. So we worked with the two Bretts from Lighthouse. They approached us with the concept. We were approached for the StoryHive concept by our two friends, Brett and Brett, and then they kind of put everything together, and they had so we had a big green screen that we were in front of and a moving track camera, and it was just, yeah, it was cool to be a part of something that was kind of, we're not the most visually creative, so it was really awesome to work with people who have that knack and make our lives easier. So it was a really fun project to be a part of, and we learned a lot from that.